If you've been to a Catholic wedding recently, at the end, in the solemn blessing, you may have heard these words addressed to the couple. May you always bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that the afflicted and the needy will find in you generous friends and welcome you into the joys of heaven. Interesting, perhaps not what we would expect to be among the final words to this couple, but an encouragement to practice charity, so that in the end the afflicted and the needy would welcome them into the joys of heaven. Let's keep that in mind as we explore today's gospel a little bit. We know that from Jesus' parables that there seems to be a rather and kind of uncomfortably direct correlation between the way we treat the poor and whether or not we'll be saved. You remember Matthew 25, for example, the sheep and the goats, where Jesus laid it out very simply, "Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, you do it to me." And here in Luke's gospel, something very similar. The problem, we know, is not so much that the man is rich, but that he ignores Lazarus. He ignores the least. He certainly knows him. He knows his name. But the rich man never truly notices Lazarus. He never is moved to help him. He never allows compassion to move his heart. He saw Lazarus without truly seeing him and his need. And even now, even after he dies, he has the same conception of Lazarus. "Oh, that Lazarus, my servant, tell him to bring some water to cool my tongue." Now, Pope Francis, since the very beginning, one of the reasons why he chose the name Francis, has been asking us to think about the way that we respond to the poor, to the marginalized, to those who have been forced out of society, to the lonely, to the ignored. And he said these very compelling words. "So tell me, when you give alms, do you look into the eyes of the man or woman to whom you give alms? And when you give alms, do you touch the hand of the one to whom you give alms? Or do you toss the coin to them?" What he's asking us is, if we, in our acts of charity, prefer to remain at a distance, you know, "I'll write my check and send it in the mail, but that's as close as I want to be." Pope Francis encourages us rather to go out to the margins, to go out, to reach out and touch those who are needy. That's a challenge. It really is. Think about Lazarus for a second. Lazarus was disgusting. He had sores all over his body that dogs would come to lick the pus. Just imagine that. It's disgusting. And those are the kind of the thoughts that run through our heads, aren't they? If you've ever lived in a city and been confronted more personally with poverty, we have these kind of thoughts go through our heads. "Oh, well, it's his own fault. He chose this." Or, "Well, there's agencies to help him, so I don't need to get involved." Or we think, "Well, he should just go get a job." Or we might think, "Well, if I give him money, he's only going to spend it on drink." We might think, "Well, I should probably stay away. He might not be safe. Or he's beyond help. He's dirty, disgusting. Or he's just strange. He's just weird. I don't want to be near him." So we know those types of thoughts that go through our heads. And you know, even St. Vincent de Paul, who is famous, his feast day was yesterday, was famous for caring for the poor, he recognized the same thing. Those are the thoughts that go through our heads. It's challenging. He said, even though the poor are often rough and unrefined, we must not judge them from external appearances, nor for the mental gifts that they seem to have received. We have a, it's kind of natural for us to look down on them. But he says we can't do that. And Pope Francis says in a tweet, it's probably the first time I've quoted a tweet in a homily, but he said to us, true charity requires courage. Let us overcome the fear of getting our hands dirty so as to help those in need. True charity requires courage. Lazarus was disgusting. And yet, we are called to go to the margins. The problem with the rich man was that he was not able to overcome that fear. He was afraid to get his hands dirty and to truly help Lazarus. Now, the great saints, of course, took on the life of Christ, right? We know that Christ himself chose to become poor. And so the great saints emulate this. They empty themselves to serve the poor. And in so doing, they find what true riches are. They find true joy. They become rich in the Spirit. Again, St. Vincent de Paul is a great example of this. He grew up poor, but then he, through his study, his intellect, he was able to go to the university. And we would think, oh great, now he's got his opportunity to overcome poverty, to get out of it. And what does he do after he gains his degree? He becomes a priest and then returns to pour forth his life in service of the poor and those in need, holding nothing back from them. It's the same story of Saint Francis, you know, who was from a more of a wealthy family and rejected it all so as to become poor like Christ. Right? And why do they do that? Well, Saint Vincent de Paul said, we don't look at the externals of people. On the contrary, we need to consider the poor in the light of faith. And if we do so, we observe that they are taking the place of the Son of God who chose to be poor. Right? Christ was willing to be poor. And so, kind of opened up for us a new way of viewing the world. St. Vincent de Paul says, he went so far as to say that he would consider every deed which either helps or harms the poor as done for or against himself. Since God surely loves the poor, he also loves those who love the poor. For when one person holds another dear, he also includes in his affection anyone who loves or serves the one he loves. So the great Saint Vincent de Paul tells us. You know, the poor are indeed on our doorstep. They're in our neighborhoods. There are people who are isolated and rejected in our social groups, in our families. Have we noticed them? Or have we been afraid to get our hands dirty? Have we stayed at a distance? It doesn't necessarily take great wealth to be able to reach out to them. It's not always what they need. But what we need is the courage to overcome that fear. So the Scriptures tell us fairly clearly that when we make it to the Day of Judgment, the lowly, the rejected, the poor, they will be the ones who have a vote. So that marriage blessing, it's really a beautiful prayer and a hearty challenge for us. It sums up what Jesus was trying to teach us. May you always bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that the afflicted and the needy will find in you generous friends and welcome you into the joys of heaven. We pray, Lord, may we see you in the poor. May you give us the courage to overcome the fear which makes us stay at a distance. May we truly bear witness to your love in this world. And one day, may we see the afflicted and the needy welcoming us into the joys of heaven. Amen.